I'm gonna try my best. We are up to, it's hard to say, it's, I would say it's about three quarters of the way through paragraph number one on Chinuch. David, his son Adinio was the same. He didn't punish him with Yisurim. And he didn't scream at him. That's why he went off to D. When we talk about off the D there, we don't mean that he went with Michal Shabbos. Off the D there meant you rebelled against Shloim HaMelech. And one who gives Musar to his kid, he trains him the right way. The kid loves his father more, he's Mechabed his father, because he recognizes in the long run that it was for his good. Give your kid Musar B'Yani Chacha means he will, I think it means
that he will give pleasure to your soul.
Yeah, okay, bigger, he'll be giving you Nachas. There's a hope. Meaning, if you love him, you
he who loves him, disciplines him in his youth.
Abraham gave Moshe to Yitzchak for Lamed Torah. Bedvicha bedrachav kitaydulach. He was 37 years old because of the when his father tied him up. The Igdai, the cups like a sap, tied him up like a sheep. He didn't stop. Because Yitzchak was that tzaddik that he grew up because Avram gave him Musar, he ended up being the Av, took over for Avram Avinu. Yitzchak gave Musar to Yaakov. He gave Musar when he was young. Shalamdi Yitzchak Taira. But Yitzchak was based on Muda, and he was Meyaster him. He trained him. And his learning. It's interesting. I don't know. V'av Yaakov Avinu Yitzchak's Bono V'rida Yitzchak. V'lim them Drochav. V'loi Ben Psoilus. There was nothing wrong. Shakulim Tzadikim Ki Yitzchak Bayayu. Havi. V'av Havi V'oi V'yitzchak V'musar Atka B'medrash. There's your answer. Interesting. That Yitzchak Avinu is Zaycha to everything. The Medrash seems to say because he was willing to go to the Akedah when his father told him at 37. A very interesting point.
As long as you're Mechayek your kid properly, it seems like it's simplifying things a bit much.
Again.
You know, big tzaddikim, his kids go out there.
Avraham Avinu's kid. Yitzchak Avinu's kid.
Same, you look around, there are people who.
Again,
more
than just, did not have Avraham Avinu and his kid went off the D. And Yitzchak Avinu's kid went off the D. So the Medrash seems to be saying that they didn't give them proper Musar, proper training. I'm not saying anything on my own, Chassid Shalom.
They had a taina on Yitzchak that he was not Chanuk without Pidacho. That's until they were 13, the exact age.
On Esau, but on Yaakov, the Medrash says he was Mechanuk. And Avraham wasn't Mechanech Yisrael, but was Mechanech Yitzchak.
It says they gave him the same. He treated him the same until he was 13, right? That was that. That
again, I'm reading a Medrash. Obviously, the Medrash is saying he didn't treat them the same. Again, you are right. There are big people that their kids go off the D. It happens. What Reb Chaim is saying is that the Mahalach of hands off, let the kid do what he wants, backfires. And the mahalach of training the kid to do the right thing works. Again, that's all they're saying. Yitzchak let Esav do what he wanted. Right? That's what he's saying, the Medrash says.
Of course, modern days, Revolba, who is probably the greatest master of, or was the greatest master of, Musar and Chinuch of these last generations, had a son who was.
Yes.
And when Rabbi Zev was asked how his children turned out well, he did not say Musar. He said tears and milk. At least so the story goes.
Again, I'm not big enough to comment, and I'll just keep quiet. I agree that it needs a lot of tefillah and a lot of tefillah. Yes, a lot of tefillah and a lot of tefillah. Yes. Okay, this is going to be hard. We'll try my best. show you the bayit yesterday. It was better. I don't know why, but it was. Show you b'bayis, a bayis coming. A woman expels a shoya, which is an afterbirth. Again, let us be machalik between shvir to shoya. Shvir is something that has a baby in it, or is the beginning the formation of a baby. Shoya is an afterbirth. There was no birth, but there was an afterbirth. But the problem is, there can't be an earthly birth unless there was a birth. So therefore, obviously, there must have been a birth that disintegrated. Now, the question is, now, again, Rashi seems to say that the shoya had a baby in it. So I'm not sure exactly how it works if that's the afterbirth. Now, the question in this Mishnah is, at what point did the baby disintegrate? Prior to exiting the mother or post-exiting the mother? That's the question. The shoya came out. And every shoya is an indication that there is a baby. The baby is obviously disintegrated. The question is that baby came out and then disintegrated? Or did the baby disintegrate in utero? That seems to be the question in this Mishnah. And I know nothing what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to say the words without knowing anything that I'm talking about. I'm just going to read the words. But let me read the words. Show you b'bayis, b'bayis tamei. Now, we're not even talking about the mother now. We're talking now about the house. The shoya is in a house. If it had a dead baby, it's matame. If it had a disintegrated baby, it's not matame. So what do we say? The baby disintegrates in utero, so then the house is not tame. The baby disintegrated when it came out, then it's tame, because it came out as a baby. He says no. We can assume that it disintegrated before it came out, and therefore there was no baby that came out. Now again, we got to be tumis leida. That's not the point. It was once a baby came out. The question is, we got to be tumis house, the tumah of the house. Rashi abayis tamei mishum oyel hames. The Vlad Habibod had a baby, Umes, and died. Nimu Kavlad, Menasa Dam, became blood, Menisara Bedam Aleda, Ubaka Barayv. Therefore, it never was the Dam of the baby, is Baka Barayv by the time it comes out, and it's not Matama Ba'ayo. We're not talking about mom now. We're talking about the stuff in the house. What?
That's not the bias.
No. This is the real bias. The
Messiah. We haven't
Not if it's a homemade.
Various.
I think so. What does he say? I don't know. I didn't look anywhere. I was hoping he wouldn't like me somewhat, but I... Again, as I mentioned, I don't know what I'm talking about. Its beginning, at one end, it's the size of a horizontal thread. The Saifa, I'll say the first shot, as it expands further on, meaning the Shoya is like, comes out, one end is very thin, and then it expands. Daima Keturmus, it's as big as a lupine, I think that's how we translate tormus. Am I right? What? Lupine, the kind of bean. The halula, and it is hollow, the chatzaitra is like a trumpet. The ain shoya pusa mi tefach, and the size of the shoya has to be a tefach long. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rashi, the Saifok Shimalechas Varevechas, when it goes and broadens, Urachim Keturmas, it's as wide as a lupine. Lishnach Rina Gazina Metasevta, Varesha, the other end, Daima Keturmas. Going to the second chap, one end is the size of a horizontal thread, and the other end is the size of the lupine, and it doesn't talk about the middle where it expands. Shimon Gamliel Eimer. Show your diamond lekurkav in shatana gailim. It's similar to the intestines of a chicken. Kurkavin is a chicken or as a gizzard. What did he say kurkavin is?
Gizzard,
which is Yiddish called the pupik. It's a it's the place where the bird stores its food. It's a gizzard. They sell gizzards. You can buy gizzards, but yeah, it's a gizzard. What? No, it's not. This is my, I know this. This is one thing I do know. My father was in the chicken business before it was all manufactured. I used to open the chickens, and I used to play with the gizzard. I used to open the gizzard and take the food out.
I think, you know, where I grew up, I think the state
of law is the gizzard. Yeah, okay, anyway, that's the puppy. The puppy is the gizzard. Rashi? No Rashi. Fine. Okay, I don't know what to do with this. I just read the Gemara, and that's it. So the Gemara by Titania. Rabbi Shia Zeira de Mincha Viraya. Rabbi Shia, the youngest of the group. Now, unfortunately, God, there were two Rabbi Shias. So to identify which Rabbi Shia we're talking about, he was called Rabbi Shia the youngest.
Younger.
Okay. It says the Mincha Viraya, it's Lashon Rabbim. Younger is... I don't know, I'm not going to argue in this. In English, I'm definitely not going to argue. Hamish is Shiorim Tefach. There are five things that the Shir is a Tefach. Nothing to do with the Sugya, except that Shoya is one of the things that the Shir is a Tefach. Ve'eluhen, Shoya. Shoya, Shifer. A shayfer has to be a tefach. We'll see it. Shedra, the back of a lulav, not the back of a person. The shedra of a lulav. Daifen sukkah. There's a wall of a sukkah that only has to be a tefach. And azayv. The azayv that's used to dip into the paraduma and things like that has to be a tefach. Rashi. No Rashi yet. Shoya Adama. We just said it in our bride, so we just read that and Shoya Pusami Tefach. What are we up to? Yeah. Shifer, Perish of Shimon Gamliel. They should friendly be Yadai, be Yira Lakan, Lakan, Tefach. That Shifer has to be held in your hand, and it should protrude a little bit on both sides. I'm sorry? Tanya Kami Ashir Shaifer, I'm sorry. Pirish of Shimon Gamliel, okay, if you're a friend of Yadai, but you're the kind of the Khan, Tefach. You hold it in your hand and it should protrude. Now, that means a Tefach is four thumbs. Thumbs are wider than the other fingers. And therefore, four of these hold the Shaifer, and the Tefach, it still protrudes a little bit on both sides. And so Rashi explains. Rashi? Rashi's bothered. If you're holding it in your hand, aren't you holding it in the tefach? So how can it protrude? A tefach won't protrude. So Rashi, no, and it doesn't. No. So a tefach arba esbis begaitel. Because in tefach, it's four thumbs. And you're not holding it with your thumb, you're holding it with your four fingers. And therefore, it still protrudes a little bit on the other side. Rashi just explaining how you can hold it with your hand and still have it protruding, and all it has to be is a tefach.
Fingers are narrower than four
thumbs. That's what Rashi's telling you, correct? That's what Rashi's saying. Shedra Mahi, what do we mean by Shedra? Period of the Amar of Paranach Amar of Yechidin. Shedra Shalulov, Sayak Yahyaitzim in Ahadas Tefach. People don't know this halacha, by the way. Before, the Lulav has a Shedra, the middle. And at the end of the shedra, the middle becomes leaves. But there's the shedra starts where leaves come out, and then at the end, it itself becomes two leaves as it goes up. The Shedra, before it becomes leaves, has to be a tefach higher than the Hadassim and the Aravis. Not the leaves of the Lulav. The Shedra of the Lulav has to be a tefach higher. That's what he's saying.
Tefach higher?
Higher than the Hadassim and the Lulav.
Two leaves start, let's say, from so this is the tip of the Lulav, right? So where those come together, that's the what?
That's the end of the Shedra.
Don't you go tefach below that?
You need that to be higher than the lulav, than the hadas tefach.
Oh, okay. So below where those two come together, you need a tefach below that to where you start your. Huh? I thought they should reach just to that and the rest. Of the,
not, so again.
Yeah. Okay. The leaves are not included.
The leaves are not included. Rashi, shadr shalulav, tzav sheyaitzim and hadas tefach. Levad oyerich ha'alan. Besides the length of the leaves. Shedra Kari calls him out Shalin Hochen, Umeskabrin, Umesifen. Shedra is as long as the leaves are attached and then come out. The Agha Shakosa Shedra, after the Shedra finishes, Gvayan Ayrach Alamaira. The leaves extend upwards. So that's the so over we had Shoya, Sniper, Shedra. Tefach, Stifen Sukkah, what is the case of Stifen Sukkah? The Tanya, Skaim Kilchasan, Shlishes Afilu Tefach. Two walls have to be complete walls of seven Tefachim. And the third one, Aloha Lamech Mitzinah, that only has to be a Tefach. Rashi, no Rashi. Ezoiv, Tanya Rabkhia, Ezoiv Tefach. That the Ezoiv has to be a Tefach. Rashi? No Rashi. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Doris Shoya Ishkvar Timrasa. Klas Masnisa. Three of the things we brought were prices. Vitarti Shmiel Aita. And two were halachas from Amaroyim. Meaning, even though this is a brisa, two of the halachas that the brisa brings, we didn't know only from halachas of Amaroyim. Now let's go through it. What were the ones we brought? Shifer was a brisa. Kami Heishir Shifer. Right. The second one, Shoya was a Mishnah. A brisa, I mean. Shoya was a brisa. Shifer was a brisa. And Shedra Shalula was a statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Dreyfus Sukkah was a brisa. And Ezer was a brisa. So the Gemara says it's 3-2, and if we count, it's 4-1. Again, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, three of the things we brought were brises, and two were halachas. In fact, the Gemara, Shiura Tefach, Tarti Shemaitza, Shiura Tefach, I'm sorry, Tarti Shemaitza, that Shiura Tefach. Three were brises, two were halachas, that the Shiura is a Tefach. In fact, the Gemara, Tarti Chadi, it's one. Only one was a halacha. Amrabaya, Ema Amar Abchiyez of Tefach. It wasn't a brisa that Abchiya told me. It was his own statement. So therefore, it's 3-2. Again, Abchiya told me, not that 3-2 makes a difference to us, but he said it's 3-2, and we counted 4-1. The answer is that Abchiya wasn't telling us a brisa. Abchiya was telling us his own halacha. Rashi? Chadi. The Lekas Shemaitza Lahai the Shedra Amar Rabbi Yechanan. The only one we have no brisa one was for the lulav. Amar Abaya Loitei Matani Reb Chiyah of Tefach. The Mashna Masnisi it's a brisa. Leim Amar Reb Chiyah Minafshik Amar. He said it on his own. Reb Chiyah, now listen to this. Reb Chiyah Tana V'Amayrahu. He was both a Tana and an Amayra. V'Eichel Amar Minafshik V'Loshem Membra Havish Shemaitza. And whenever he says it on his own, it's not considered a brisa. Rashi is bothered. If Rabbi is a Tana, so when he speaks, it's a brisa. Whenever he says something, Rabbi Meir says something, it's a brisa. Rabbi Yaisi says something, it's a brisa. Rabbi is a Tana. So how can he not? How can you not call it a brisa? The answer is he was a Tana and an Amira. And when he said something on his own, he was an Amira, not a Tana. Interesting point in Rashi.
Brisa is Xeris Rabbanon.
What?
What exactly is a fighter? Is it a Rabbanon?
No, a statement, Rabbanon. A statement, I'm sorry. A statement from Amayra.
Meaning that they came up, it's not Xerus or Rabbanon.
No Xerus, nothing.
What is it based on?
Their Messiah.
That's the sorrow.
Yeah. What's the Brisa based on?
Because Rabbanon did come up with Xerus.
Again. It would say it's Xera. It doesn't say it's Xera.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, so now the next part of Gemara is going to be asking questions of other things that are a Tefach. Frank, the Gemara, Sula Kaveka. Is that only those? There's more. Tefach al Tefach harum Tefach maruba. Maybe it's a Tuma. If you have a Tefach on the Tefach, that's a Tefach high. It maybe a satuma means anything in it is tamei. Meaning if I have a box, it's a tefach by a tefach, and it's three ways. It's tefach by a tefach cube. So anything in that box is tamei if there's exias min ames. Right? The shear is a tefach. And yet, we don't count that as a sixth. So the Gemara, the chaitz is not tamei, and anything on top of that box is not tamei. Because airspace of a tefach makes the top of it an ayo, right? If you have a piece of mace, and on top of it is a board, if it's within a tefach, we say it shoots up. If it's higher than a tefach, we say it's an ayo. So here you have a walk of a tefach. Why isn't that mentioned? So the Gemara, tefach al tefach, tefach kamina, tefach al tefach loy kamina. We weren't interested in things that are more than one tefach. We wanted things that were one tefach. This is tefach al tefach al rum tefach. We weren't interested in this. Meaning, it is true, but we didn't list it, that's all.
Looking for length, not area.
What?
We're looking for length, not area.
Well, it's length over there, too, but it's also area.
No, it's volume.
Volume, whatever you want. Rashi. Tefach al tefach al rum tefach. I don't cut in. So tefach ayruch, but tefach reichav. A tefach by a tefach, v'rum chalol a tefach, and it's height as a tefach. Maybe tumah. If gzayis and ames b'tzad zeh, or kli b'tzad zeh. If a gzayis and ames on one side, and you have a keli on the other side, have a tumah kli, makav esayel ames. The kli is tumah, because of ayel ames. The chayt is tumah tumah. And tumah tachta, the kli al gabav, the keli tar. Plugin nagra rum tefach. That's why it says it has to be a tefach high. The avachol rum epachas mi tefach. If the height would be, the airspace would be less than a tefach, have a tumah retutza, it would be compressed tumah, or connect the mayra luchia tameh, it would shoot through the ayo and go right up to the top. Then I mean a barba right of. And achbid il inyan, asuya tumah lami lemaisi, and it wouldn't spread tumah to the sides, the lav ayoli. What spreads tumah is an ayo. This is not an ayo unless it's high a tefach. So therefore, it has to be a room tefach.
Inside something very small inside of it?
Yeah, a little keli. A
little keli. A
little keli
inside this.
Yeah. Something to my right. In fact, the Gemara Vayikra. There's more. Evan hayoytze min hatanur tefach u'min hakira shalosh etzbo'ez chibur. Let me explain. To understand this, I have to give a few halachas. A kli cheres is not metame only on its inside. If a sheretz, nevela, a mace touches a kli cheres on the outside, it's not metame. We had that before. A kli cheres is only metame on the inside, not on the outside. However, once a kli cheres becomes tame, it can be metame other things from its outside. So here I have a kli cheres, and the sheretz fell into it. So the kli cheres became tameh. Then truma touched the outside of the kli cheres. The truma is tameh. Even though if the sheretz would have touched the outside, it wouldn't have made the kli cheres tameh. But once the kli cheres is tameh, it can pass on truma from its outside. So here I have an oven that's a kli cheres. It became tameh on the inside. So the outside of the oven can make things tameh. Then it has a handle. The oven has a handle. how much of a handle is called a handle and how much is extra, not necessary. A handle halacha has to be something that's normal to be a handle. If I have a handle of 5 feet, I don't need 5 feet for a handle. So therefore, it loses its shame handle after what's absolutely necessary. How much of a handle does an oven need? And anything longer than that would not pass on tumah. A handle would be like the outside of the klicheres. The one thing the klicheres is tameh, just like the outside passes on tumah, the handle passes on tumah. Now, how long is a handle? Suck the brisa or mishnah. Attached. A handle that's attached.
Outside of this oven?
Yeah. Evan hayotzei min hatanur, a stone handle that comes out from the tanner, tefach. Only a tefach is a handle. Anything longer than a tefach is not a handle. I mean, Akira, shalosh etzbaos. Akira needs only 3/4 of a tefach. And anything more than that is not a handle. Chibur. So here we have a case of a tefach. So to action. Tanner. Makam Shvisas Steak Deris, a place where you can put 2 pots. Their ovens were not open on the side. Their ovens were open on top. So a tanner, according to Rashi, is a bigger oven. And you can put 2 things on top of it. And a kira is a smaller oven. And therefore you can only put 1 thing on top of it. Mm-hmm. That's what Rashi says, the difference between a tanner and a kira. Tanner is a larger oven, and a kira is a smaller oven. Rashi just explaining what's the difference. The bigger one needs a bigger handle.
Where was the food placed?
The bread was placed inside. The pots were placed on top.
So was, like we have today called a range. You'd have the top would be for boiling water, for instance.
I have no idea. I would assume cooking food.
In another keli. Not in the
tanner. Yeah, when they baked bread, they slapped it on the side of the oven.
On the inside of that.
Yes. When they cooked on top of it.
Again, if something touches it to me, a dead shirt touches the outside.
It does not become tamei.
At all.
Right. Chibur katana dummy. They should shvichel a tanner with his boyad. You need it as a handle. Same ditma a tanner. A pasha le'atame. If the tanner is tame, the bread on top of the handle is tame. Shataner, ava pishayna mekabel tuma megabai. Even though it doesn't become tame from the outside, metame was achere megabai. But it is metame others from the outside. The dama betayas kanem. If yadai, the handle, ava gam kalesli aver, is not inside. Metame. Ava yaisi mitefach medically natal. It's made to be taken away. Nobody needs such a long handle. But we have a yad. It's not considered a yad. So here we have the halacha that a yad is a tefach. Why is that listed? And for the Gemara,
these lengths, they're not tome. The handle itself is not tome anymore.
If it's past a
tefach,
then it wouldn't be tome. Correct. Not a handle.
Even though it's attached to,
it's not a handle.
Do we divide that? Let's say 3 tefach handle. Is the first tefach.
Correct.
And then the rest of it is.
It's not a tefach. It's not a handle.
Okay. Even though it's
called a tefach. Correct. But the klicheres is not matame keli.
Klicheres is not matame food.
It's not food. It's a handle.
But it can be matame. Only the first tefach is matame other things.
Food.
Food. So if food falls on the outside.
It won't be tame.
It's not matame.
Correct. Zagdi Gemara, the reason we don't list it is because less than a tefach is also tamei. We're listing things that you need a tefach. Here you don't need a tefach. It can't be more than a tefach. If the handle is less than a tefach, it's a handle also. We're listing things that tefach is the minimum. By the handle, tefach is the maximum. Like the shedr has to be at least a tefach. The ezav has to be at least a tefach. The shayfer has to be at least a tefach. And the hunger coach gets the bus and we take up the yad tanner. Period. Frank the Gemara
of the Yad tanner is made out of ebon. It's a stone.
It's made out of cheres. I don't know why it says ebon. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I didn't look it up. But ebon is usually not tamei. they talk about it being Cheres. I don't know. Does he say anything about the stone? What? I don't know. Like the Gemara Ve'eka, Tanurei Benais Tefach, Banais is Tefach. Tanurei Banais means a play oven, an oven that people make for their children to play around with. So it's a keli. I don't know if the kid's making it or not, I don't know, but they used to make little ovens for their kids. And the shear of being mekabel tuma is if the oven is a Tefach on the inside. If it's not a Tefach on the inside, it's not mekabel tuma. The Tanya. Now here we're going to talk about ovens being mekabel tuma. Tanur tchilasei arba'a b'shiur of dalin. A tanur to be mekabel tuma has to be four tvachim. If there's no space of four tvachim, then it's not an oven. We don't consider it an oven. B'shiur of, and if it breaks, it's dalin. If four are left, it's still an oven. Meaning, you start with four, and you have to have four there in order to be mekabel tuma. If the oven breaks a little bit, and there's still four left, it's still mekabel tuma. Divrei Rav Meir.
Four
tvachim. V'chamim v'ayimrim, medvarim amorim begadol. That's if a big oven. Avu bekatan, if you're making a small oven, that's called a play oven. Chilasei kolshu, can be any size. V'shetigmer melachte, once it's finished. V'shiyarev berubai. Now the Gemara is going to explain shiyarev berubai goes on gadol. I mean, Rashi's going to explain that the leftover has to be the roiv. And the Gemara is going to say, what's the fourth? Rashi's going to explain that. But kama kosu, when we say any amount, how big does the any amount have to be? Rabbianai tefach. Shekein aysin tanurei banreis tefach. Because when they make clay ovens, it's made as a tefach. So here is a shear of a tefach. The ovens, the clay ovens. So why isn't that listed as one of the things of tefach?
We're not talking about air volume.
I think it's all sides. Height with high rents.
We answered that already with the box before. We're not talking about the
difference. I'm not sure which one it is. What does he say it is?
It says height. I mean, the beginning says height.
Okay, so then it's height. And for the Gemara, the book to Lloyd Gemari. Rameo doesn't agree to this. Rameo says every oven has to be four, even play ovens. And therefore, we didn't want to list anything that's a machloikas. Rashi. Tanure banois, naris ktanois, lang girls, eisen tanure l'schleik. They make little ovens to play. Chalas yabba, tanur ben, bas den dawa tvachim, kabel tuma, im nigmar malachtai. Obviously, it has to be put in the kiln first. Sharav dalet, nit matanur gadol b'shavroi, when you stay with dalet tvachim, adayin tamay, it's still tamay. Because a broken oven loses its tuma. But if there's a piece four big, it doesn't lose its tuma. Chalas yikoshu, b'shetigmar malachtai, Bishar Barubai. Max Shabarba writes of the Gemara Hulan answers, Rubai the Tefach Lamai Glossi. If it's a Tefach and it breaks, what are you going to do with a 60% of a Tefach that's worthless? How can you tell me it's still Tame? It's not unusable. And Mishani, Hai Vishiyar Bagotlkoi. The Shiyarab is not going back in the small oven, it's going back in the big oven. That a big oven that has most of it left is Tame. Bogi Kamar. Shiyari Gadl Barubai. Frank the Gemara Masrina Begadol Vekamish Yar Bedalin. Didn't we say it has to be four tvachim? And here we're saying it's Rive. So Mishaninan Ahu Betaner Bar Zayin the Dalin Bavi Rubai the Ha Betaner Bar Tes. You need Rive. That which we said four is an oven that's seven. You need four left. But if you have an oven nine, you need five left. I'm sorry. No, just the opposite. By four Rive. By Tanner Tess, all you need is four. Just the opposite. By nine, you need four. By seven, you also need four, because there you go by Roiv. Yes, I'm sorry.
Isn't there a keli used for paperweight?
When it breaks, they didn't use these things for paperweights. They didn't.
You know, it's still a Tanner, even if two fifths are gone, or whatever.
As long as the four is left.
So It could be open all on one side.
Again, I you know, honestly, I don't know Caleb well enough to answer you. I think it broke on the height, not on the sides.
On the what?
The height.
Thank you, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I think it broke on the height, and therefore it's no usable. Frank, Dr. Gemara, Hashta does is lahachi, hanami pukti. The Tani Sefer, Amr Reb Yehuda, Amr Tzevach, Amr Natan, Amr Kaisel. So, once you say this, this answers the question of the handle. Because Reb Yehuda said that a handle can be longer than the Tzevach. It's only between a wall. When you put an oven next to a wall, you don't want a handle more than a tefach because it's between the oven and the wall. And if it's longer, it's not next to the wall. But if you hold it, if it's not next to a wall, it can be even bigger than a tefach. So it's a machlokes. So that's why we didn't list the case of the oven.
The handle's a matter of dispute as well.
What? That's what we're saying. That which we said, that the handle can only be a tefach, Reb Yehuda holds it's not true, only if it's by a wall. Again. But you want to put an oven next to a wall, you don't want a big handle. Because the handle blocks, keeps it away from the wall. So Reb Yehuda said, there you need a tefach only. But if you have it freestanding, the handle can be bigger than the tefach.
These are portable.
Yes, they were portable.
And that would be Matami. He holds a
Matami. Even more than a tefach. Rashi. The Plukta can hachid Rameir Lavishur b'tefach. Ram b'tefach abe tanu b'kaisel. The Hassam Yaisim Yitabach Hamedes Likatsis, they should make up with Atanam of the Kaiba Likaisel. It keeps the oven from being close to the wall. But the Chechel Tesakaisel touches the wall. Hilkach Yaisim Yitabach Hamedes Linatsil, you're going to remove it. I'm with Tanabayas. I feel like Dayla Harbe Yadu Lutaner. That's what Rebuta Shita, that is not limited to a Tefach. Frank de Gemara, Vayikim is Geras Tefach. The, I forgot what it's called, around the table. The molding? Whatever it's called. The rim, right. Depends on if it was a rim, not. So, the Gemara, but the Chesiv and Loikamari. We're not interested. The Torah says, let's see some Mizgarab Taifach. So, once the Torah says it, we didn't list it.
Mizgarab
is above the table, right? It's a Machloikas.
Sorry?
It's a Machloikas, but I'm not getting involved in that. In Menachos, we had a Machloikas, whether it's above or below. Is it part of the frame or is it on top of the table? It's a Machloikas in Menachos. Rashi b'tichsiba shishurim and apurish min atayra. Frank the Gemara being a kapiris tefach. And that's not written in the Torah, but we say a kapiris is a tefach. And why isn't that listed? But the Gemara b'kachim like kamari. We're not interested in talking about kachim, which by the way answers the question of Ms. Garris also. Frank the Gemara being a dayan l'kairish yirukha tefach. It says the beam by a, when you have a mavui, three sides are enclosed, and the fourth side has a beam of tefach, that's enough to let you carry in the beam. We're not going through Erevin now. We're not learning Maseptus Erevin. But by a mavui, with whatever a mavui is, there's a difference between a mavui and a chutzer, not for now, through Maseptus Erevin, but a mavui that's enclosed on three sides, and on the fourth side has a beam on top of it, at the end, that's a tefach, that you can carry in. So there's a sheer tefach. The kaira has to be a tefach. And for the Gemara, we drop on a loikamayri. Ella, what do we talk about? The Ksivam b'loy mefarish yishurayu. We look at things mentioned in the Torah, but the Torah didn't tell you the amount. Cipher is mentioned in the Torah. Lulav, mentioned in the Torah. Ezite, mentioned in the Torah. Sukkah's walls are mentioned in the Torah, but didn't tell you how much. So we're not going to list drabonans, and we're not going to list things that the Torah told you this year, and we're not going to list kachim. So we basically eliminated all these extras. Rashi, Daya l'kayra l'gabi mavui. Midrabanan k'gam mavui, d'chol mitzvasi midivrei tzayfim. Biblically speaking, you don't need a fourth wall. Three is enough. Rabbanan came along and said, we want a mavui, we want a kayra. Something to my writer. Yasev Rabbi Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Moser kamei d'rav Kahana. V'yasev v'kamar. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Moser was sitting in front of Rav Kahana. And he was saying, Slice Kol Amar Yudam Rav, and he quoted Rav, Kol Slice Yamim, Kailin is Ashoya Bevlad. Mikav Eilach, Chajas in Levlad Acher. A woman had, at this point, we're not differentiating, the Gemara will differentiate very shortly. A woman had a baby. I'm not going to talk about whether it was a living baby or a dead baby. The Gemara is going to differentiate. But at this point, the Gemara didn't differentiate. 3 days, 2 days later, Shulya came out. Is that a Shulya of a different baby? Or can it take 2 days for the Shulya to come out? And it's still the same baby. Now, Kamina is when does she start counting days of Tumah? Like we had when she had a sandal, right? The first baby was a boy, maybe this Shulya is a girl. The first baby was a girl, when do you start your 81 days? So, is this Shulya a new one or not? So Rav said, up to 3 days, we say it's the same baby. Once it's past 3 days, we say, that baby is gone, this is a new baby that came out. Meaning she had, obviously had twins. One came out, and 3 days later, or 4 days later, or 5 days later, the second one came out. Up to 3 days, we say it's the same Shulya. Once it's past 3 days, we said the Shulya would have come out already. So it must be it's a different baby. And therefore, she would have to start counting Tumah from the second one. Shulya
be of another baby.
That's the Shulya.
What happened to the first Shulya? We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know what happened to the second baby. It obviously disintegrated. Rashi. Kol Gimel Yamim. Then Yatsav Latchila. Beshulya Achra Betoyach Gimel Yamim within 3 days. Taylan Ashulya Bay. Vein Chajishin La'achar. We're not afraid of a different baby. The Taylan Ashman Azeh. Asuya is regular. It is normal. La'ashulya is Akev. It's common. It's possible, it's common, that the Shulya takes 3 days to come out. If the first baby was a Zohar, she doesn't have to worry about a girl. We don't say this was a different baby and it disintegrated. The first one, the Shulya disintegrated. And this one, the baby disintegrated. Right? The Derech Shulya list is Achav Vlad Gimel Yom. You don't have to worry about it because it's common that Shulya can take 3 days to come out. Mikam Ve'en L'Chayshishin. After 3 days, you do have to worry about it. Shem Vlad Achar Haya, Iman. When a Keva Haya. V'teishim Yimei Tumah Din a Keva. V'in Nami Hai Vlad a Keva. And even if the first one was in a Keva. Akati Mahani Savik to Shulya. The Minyana Yimei Tayar L'Chumra. Right? We have to count those 81 L'Chumra. Timtira Yoyim Pe'alaf L'Vlad. The same case we had yesterday. If she sees day 81 and then sees again day 88. I'm sorry, the Amer is supposed to be on the side. Maybe the Shulya was from a girl. Right. Since we don't know whether the Shulya is a boy or a girl, we have to be Machmer. This is called the woman that's mistaken in her calendar. She has no idea what she's up to. Is 81 Nida? Is 81 Dam Tayar? Is 88 Nida? Or is 88 Zava? She doesn't know what she's holding. So, back to Gemara. Rav said whenever they're twins, they come out one right after the other. They don't take time to come out in between days apart. That's what Rav said. And again, this will be discussed in the following Gemara. But this is what Rav said. Here he said 3 days. There he said nothing. Klum meaning no substantial time. And for the Gemara, Amal Ishtik. So he kept quiet. Who kept quiet? I guess Rav Kahana kept quiet. Rav Yitzchak kept quiet. He said Rav Yitzchak kept quiet?
Amalei, the first one,
me and Marab, was Kahana to Rav Yitzchak. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said, Dilma kam benefo kam ben kayama. Could be by a stillborn, then it can take 3 days. But by a living baby, the next one would come out immediately. Wouldn't be 3 days. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak said, at Amrit Mishmai to the Rav, you're saying over what Rav really said. Because Rav said that. I guess he reminded himself. The Rav Beferish Amar. Atam Mishmaisa, you're saying it in yourself. The Rav Beferish Amar, I'm sorry, the Rav, you're saying the Allah of Rav, Beferish Amar Rav Achi. Pila Nefavaka Kapila Shulya Koshlai Shyam Taylor Shulya Bavlad. For 3 days, we are Taylor to Shulya Bavlad. We can't wait to Shulya Bavlad Achar. in Yolta, but if it's a live birth, I can really show you. I'm feeling me kind by Sarah Yamim, ain't Chayshis in the Vlad Acher. You don't have to worry about another Vlad, because the other Vlad would have come out right away. If it came out 10 days later, it's still the same show you. Aye, what do you mean? 7 days, had it been, once you had a living birth, the next thing would not come out later. If it comes out later, it's the same. That's the way the Baruch Hashem made the woman's body work. I don't know why, but that's what Rav says. What? Then it's possible that it's another baby after 3 days. If it's a live birth, it can't be another baby. It would have come out right away. It removes that from the subject. Rashi ben Fulham is the subject. After Amr Lishmai to the Rav, Klemmer, bit me a Klemmer. After Sufruchim Didach, you're saying your own shot. The Pharaoh spiritual Rav Mochi. Rav said it. Yolda ben Kayama, she gave birth to a regular living child. I'm going to stop here early today because of my voice, and I hope by tomorrow to be much better. If I need some help, I should be able to teach better. We'll stop right here.